Good morning, everyone. So we are continuing through Romans, and this morning we are in Romans chapter 11. That's on page 1138 if you want to follow it. Romans 11, starting at verse 11. And Tim's going to come and read it for us.
So Paul is talking to the mainly Christian Gentiles. Again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I am talking to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I take pride in my ministry, in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. After all, if you were cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature and contrary to nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?
So, quite a long passage, not a familiar passage to me, but as soon as I read it, it was really just the theme of being grafted that got to me. And I find the image of this really fascinating. Grafting. We've all heard of surgical skin grafting, usually using the patient's own skin to avoid rejection of tissue. But tree grafting, I have heard of it, but didn't really have an understanding of it. And so I've been watching quite a lot of YouTube clips over the weekend, and it's been really fascinating. Basically, grafting is joining two plants together so they grow as one plant. Sounds like marriage to me. So I like that. But back to trees. So for example, if you have a tree with good roots, perhaps an apple tree, but the apples don't taste that good. And you also have a tree with weak roots, but great tasting apples. You can take the strong roots of the good tree and graft onto it a twig from the tree with good tasting apples. And if the grafting is successful, then you've got a tree with good roots and great tasting apples. And watching the clips on YouTube, I realized that there are many fruit and vegetables that are grafted with amazing results. What fascinated me was that through grafting, the fruit or vegetable produce that you are what you are grafting often grows a lot quicker and produces much more fruit or veg, up to 75% more fruit, and it's more resistant to disease. Many of you will know this image of the famous sycamore gap tree, which was illegally felled 3 years ago. There were many cuttings taken from it, and they were grafted onto other trees. And one of those saplings, known as the Tree of Hope, is now growing in the National Trust car park in Grassington, and others are planted in all the National Trust car parks throughout the country. So this image of grafting came back to me over the last week, since our community council day last Thursday, and over this past weekend with the Scargill Movement Weekend. I actually feel a quiet sense of excitement about where we are at as a community at the moment. It was a wonderful weekend and felt like a big family coming together to see Annie Licence as our community leader. So my thoughts about being grafted are whirling around in my head, and I just think it's probably something I need to pray into a bit more. But I'm just going to share a few thoughts with you for you to ponder over this morning. To me, it's like the resurrected Scargill was or is the new tree. The old one, in a sense, was cut down. And Phil and Di were the pioneers of this new tree. They have shaped what it has become. But I like the thought that at this time, as Annie leads us, something new is being grafted in. What is it going to look like? Which way will the new grafted in sapling grow? What will be the fruit? In a sense, I think we are all grafted in by being part of the community. That is also true for our council and working friends too. I think it's a beautiful image of being connected, being rooted together in the new tree. We are all in this together, and we all have a part to play. We all draw our strength from the same source, which is Christ. We all share the same root system. As each part grows, this tree will look different. It's a time of change. What does that mean for each of us? Margie spoke yesterday about coming out of our comfort zones. I find that very challenging. But there is also a sense of vulnerability about grafting, a time of waiting for the connection of the two plants to happen. And I think we are in a vulnerable place as a community, as a movement. I think that's a good thing in some ways, because it teaches us to trust God and rely on Him. It doesn't necessarily make things any easier. But again, we are all in this together, and it will take the individual commitment of us all to see what that yield will be. So I just want us really to just be quiet for a few minutes and reflect. Perhaps think about what being grafted means to you. Being grafted in community, being grafted into Christ. And how can we nurture each other to bear fruit? And are we doing all we can to stay connected to the roots? Let's just have a time of quiet. Just a few lines from Ted Loader to close with about beginnings. Help me to believe in beginnings, to make a beginning, to be a beginning, so that I may not just grow old, but grow new each day of this wild, amazing life you call me to live with the passion of Jesus Christ. Amen.